We are a little behind schedule, and I know we have folks here waiting for 1181, which we're going to move to in a moment, but we have adopting findings on a land use case, which I think will take seconds, if not minutes, if they are indeed ready to adopt, right? As far as you know, they are. The city attorney, yes, I think they are. So let's do take, please, 1165 and 1166, because we simply have to adopt findings. Is that right? Commissioner, we're ready to go on those. So let's get those done, and then we'll move on to 1181.
1165, consider the proposal of Robert Cushman for William Allen LLC et al. And the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from attached residential to medium density multi-dwelling and the zoning map designation from R2.5 to R1 for property located at 3322 Southeast Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard, LU131730750CPZC, and 1166, amend the comprehensive plan map designation and change zoning of property at 3322 Southeast Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard at the request of Robert Cushman for William Allen LLC, lead applicant, and owned by Jeffrey Evershed, LU131730750CPZC.
Mr. Ritz, do you have a motion?
The city attorney will correct me if I'm wrong. I believe we're moving to adopt the findings, denying the request, and returning 1166 to the office.
You are correct. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on adopting the findings? Roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This was a very useful discussion at the council on this land use proposal. Thanks very much to Kathleen Stokes in the Bureau of Development Services, who did an excellent job both in the course of the process and at the hearing. I am very pleased that the council is looking at the comprehensive plan in context and being very reluctant to change the comprehensive plan outside of the context of the overall project that Mayor Hales is leading. And also that we're recognizing that the bar needs to be higher than it has in the past, or otherwise we're not going to create those livable neighborhoods that protect the rights of current residents as well as welcoming in new ones. So there were many issues with demolition, height, design, parking, and access, which could perhaps have been addressed through conditions, but I think the zoning, the underlying zoning, is the main way that residents are protected. I do particularly want to thank all of the neighborhood residents who came to testify, including those nearby neighborhoods, neighbors who were astonishingly astute in addressing the approval criteria on their first time at council. Thanks to my colleagues. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
I want to support all those comments from Commissioner Fritz. I think this was an opportunity for us to reassert that principle that there's a very high bar for changing the comp plan, that the burden of proof is on someone who wants to change it, not on a neighborhood that is relying on it. So I think we were clear in that case. Thanks, Kathleen, for good work on this particular proposal. Aye.